Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. With the entire world fat-phobic, a new military-funded study may just surprise a lot of people. Turns out, pilots that ate a higher-fat diet actually had the quickest response times in mental tests and made fewer mistakes when flying in tricky conditions. After turning the data upside down and inside out, they still found that higher-fat meals were better for brain function. How important is this? According to the National Transportation Safety Board, statistics showed 80% of civil and military accidents are caused by human error. So a diet that would allow less error would have a huge effect on safety issues, which means saving lives. With the participants' diet rotated between high fat, high protein, high carbs, and a control, some of the participants said that they could actually feel their improved mental function on the higher fat diet. After reading what some of the meals consisted of, we would suggest that if they want to really look at better performance, they should consider not only better food, but the metabolic type of the participants. And talking about fat-phobic, if you're female and have been recommended a statin drug for cholesterol lowering, this next story should be of great value. Seems like when it comes to women, medicine believes it is always all or none. Years ago, before the Women's Health Initiative studies, every woman was recommended hormones, as if there was no way to survive aging without them. Then all of a sudden, hormones were seen as the great killer, and women were pulled off hormones faster than you can say perimenopausal. So with a huge profit deficit from the female contribution to the pharmaceutical industry, statin drugs have become the new minimum daily requirement for women. The question is there any science behind this big push? According to an article published in the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association, and we quote, "For women without cardiovascular disease, lipid lowering does not affect total or coronary heart disease, known as CHD, mortality. Lipid lowering may reduce CHD events, but current evidence is insufficient to determine this conclusively, with the documented side effect risks of muscle and tendon disorders, liver toxicity, memory loss, mood disorders, and sexual dysfunction, we would suggest a little more research be done before every woman is placed on these drugs, just to find out that maybe they should have never taken them in the first place." And when I come back, we'll take a look at why texting and driving is a deadly combination that just may land you in jail, and why a raw food diet may be hazardous to your health.
Thanksgiving for life. This time of the year, perhaps more than any other, we give thanks for all the blessings in our lives. We are thankful to have helped so many people recover their health and for the privilege of taking care of so many children so that they could be as healthy as possible. During November, we are conducting a food drive to help those less fortunate. Call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500. And Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
We see it all the time. Drivers on the highway texting while going down the road at 60 and 70 miles an hour. 14 states have banned texting while driving, but 36 have not. In Britain, they have taken a hard line on texting and consider it as dangerous as driving under the influence, carrying a prison time of 4 to 7 years. People all over want texting while driving to be illegal and want stiff punishment for those that do it. If you're going to drive, drive. If you want to talk or text, pull over to the side of the road. There is also renewed concerns of those using hands-free cell phones while driving. Studies have shown that using hands-free cell phones are just as dangerous as regular cell phones. With so many drivers addicted to staying connected, the roads and highways, regardless of where you are in the world, have become a minefield. And this last story may leave you a little uncooked. There is a lot of talk out there about raw food diets. No wonder. All of the studies of people who follow a raw food diet found most people following this diet are quite thin. Add to this the reports by the disciples of the raw food diet of a sense of well-being, better functioning, less pain, more vitality, and improved emotional and social performance, and it is hard to resist the temptation. But is the raw food diet all it's uncooked up to be? As this report points out, raw food diets cause health problems and ones that do not show up right away. Things like bone loss in the back and hips, low levels of B12, and increased risk of heart disease. Loss of B12, among other things, can lead to loss of energy. Our ancestors may have been better suited for the raw food diet, but in the last couple of million years, our digestive system, the size of our organs, and our big brains require a much more energy-efficient way to get fuel into our bodies, and cooking our food has helped us meet that need. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The indentation in the middle of the area between the nose and the upper lip has a name. It is called the philtrum. Scientists have yet to figure out what purpose this indentation serves, although the ancient Greeks thought it to be one of the most erogenous places on the body. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.